Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover.
Across our university city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Cambridge Standing Tall is the new giraffe sculpture trail, which is coming to Cambridge. The proceeds are going to support BREAK, which works in Cambridge and Cambridgeshire to raise the aspirations of the county's young care leavers. Yesterday, Welsh's Transport made a special safari-themed delivery at a Swavesey Village College. Chris Welsh is on the line. Good morning to you, Chris.
Morning, Julian. You well?
I'm good, thank you very much. It's a slight sore throat, but I'll get through. What was in the consignment then, the delivery?
What was in the consignment? They're being referred to as mini G's.
So like the mini G's, because last year it was mini moves, wasn't it?
So
now mini G's now. Okay.
Exactly. We've had a warehouse full of 30-odd mini Gs and 40-odd big Gs.
You see, shouldn't be storage and distribution partner, because now you've got the warehouse full of the things. So 30 of them. So does this mean that you're obviously Swavesey yesterday, and there's a lovely picture on the front of the Cambridge Independent this morning of some of the kids with their newly delivered G. But does that mean you've got like another 29 you're having to go around as well?
Well, we've been doing it for the last couple of weeks. Actually, Swavesey and Impington and places around that neck of Cambridgeshire were the last ones to be delivered yesterday. But the schools did have an option. We've been delivering a number every day for the past couple of weeks, surprising the kids. And then some of them have been turning up at our depot over here in Duxford. So I've also got a reception full of giraffes as well. So I am inundated with giraffes at the moment.
What do you do? Do you just literally have them as a giraffe, or do you have to wrap them or in some
way? They're very well bubble wrapped, mainly to protect their little ears that they have.
I thought, suffocate the poor little things. That's dreadful, dreadful thing. You have a special connection, I think, with Swavesey Village College as well.
Yeah, we made a bit of a show about Swavesey, because me and all my siblings went to Swavesey. So did my mum, actually. So we're multi-generational at Swavesey Village College for many, many decades. Mm. So we turned up. We thought it was a nice piece. I still live over in Over, so I'm right next door, and so is all my family, because we work together, so we might as well live together as well. So it was quite nice to go back to Swavesey and see how much it had changed.
I've never done it at all. I've managed to get, when did I leave? I left school mid-80s, so but I've never had a desire to go back. I don't know, what is it, I'm quite intrigued actually as to what it feels like, particularly, you know, Welsh's Transport, pretty well known local business, to, you know, you're going back, you know, do the kids think, oh, I've seen their lorries and their vans around the place?
Because I'm still quite local as a family. We do know different children in different years, which is quite nice, and their parents. In a way it seems smaller, because obviously back then you're much smaller. But then looking at it retrospectively, it's much bigger, because obviously I left Swavesey, what, 20 years ago, a bit more. And the rate of development, obviously they've built new sports halls, they've got new science labs. It's amazing to see how they've developed the village college in that time.
Yeah, and the whole concept of the Cambridge Standing Tall on this giraffe trail, which I seem to remember is going to start off next summer, isn't it? Because they've got all of the, like, I guess, the next couple of terms for the schools to decorate the things. You know, how did you feel about getting involved with the project?
Quite excited, to be honest. We're a haulage firm, so we always sit out here on the periphery. You don't see too many massive lorries going in the centre of Cambridge, so it's quite nice to be engaged with the centre of Cambridge for once. And it's also nice, obviously we donate to a lot of charities, we do a lot of work for local schools and councils and things like that, but it's quite nice to provide charitable support through our services. So it kind of demonstrates what we do as a business, but it connects really well. I think the schools have got 3 months. I think I've got to go back around to the schools in December and collect all up these beautifully designed and vibrant mini G's. And then I'll hide them away in the warehouse under lock and key, so no one can see them. And then, yeah, I think at the beginning of March, end of March is when we hand them over to the installation partner to like start setting them up.
Yeah, they do like these grand unveils, don't they, of them exactly. As well. Well, what about the larger ones? Are you having anything to do with those as well?
Yeah, so they've gone. We've sent them as far out as Newcastle. We sent one 2 weeks ago. So there's a lot of local artists, but there's a lot of national artists as well.
So you've got Scotland's doing the small ones, and then the larger ones, you've got the everyday artists is not quite the right way, but you know, regular artists who do it for a living or part of a living, going to design the large ones, and they're sponsored, I think, by assorted firms around the city.
Yeah, it's great. And to us, we've actually got, because of the work we're doing, we get our own big G as well. So we've actually assigned our own artist, shall we say, from our marketing agency, BDM. And they've got a little art studio in the corner of our warehouse. It's all polythened up so we don't get any paint anywhere.
It's actually going to be decorated in the Welsh Transport facility, warehouse.
Yes, yeah, so yeah, our own one. We've designed it ourselves. We've got, like I said, we've got our own artist, and it's being done in-house. And then her name is Evie. So you'll see Evie next spring when she arises from the Standing Tall project.
Well, I'm looking forward to that. My wife is a teacher, and her school have had one delivered as well. One of the mini G's. So either you or one of your colleagues was probably down there a week or so ago. I think they've had it, and they're sort of, you know, drawing up their plans, as it were, for how they turn the creation. Well, Chris, fantastic to speak to you this morning about that. I think we should check in, particularly to find out how your own giraffe is getting on.
That'd be great, Julian. More than happy to do that.
That's super. Thank you very much, Chris. That's Chris Welsh from Welsh's Transport, who were responsible, as I say, for this delivery of giraffes yesterday to Swavesey Village College. Although, as you heard Chris say there, they've been busy delivering them over the last couple of weeks. Do check out the front of the Cambridge Independent this morning, and you can take a look at the picture there of them. Thank you, Chris.